This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
All right, to the people we go. We'll get to Lions draft momentarily. We'll get to the rest of everything momentarily. A little football today, please.
So all the talk still today is about Shedeur Sanders. I get that.
Oh, God,
but I want to talk about one other quarterback who was thought to be drafted higher, but was not. He was drafted in the seventh round, and that is Quinn Ewers. He was drafted in the seventh
round. His guy.
To the Miami Dolphins. Paul Feinbaum came out today and basically said that his ego is what got in his way when it came to not being drafted higher. Your thoughts, Rico, because you thought he would be higher.
They didn't see the Dr. Pepper commercials?
Like, anybody go? Oh, hold on. Before you speak, NIL projections, if he would have stayed, had him getting at least $6 million.
You know what? Here's the thing, though. I can never get mad at somebody who bets on themselves, because you know what happens when you bet on yourself? Sometimes you lose. And that's what happened to him. He lost out on some money. He'll have an opportunity. I thought that he would get drafted in – you know, at least fourth round.
Yeah, but my point is, here was my point all along. If you don't have a first or second round projection, you're not getting the guaranteed money necessary to go. It is a bad financial decision to, quote, bet on yourself. Now, Rico, you're right, except no one was giving him a good grade.
So you're saying he should stay, go into the portal, and do NIL.
100%.
All the things that you hate.
All the things I hate.
Okay.
You don't hate the player, you hate the game. Okay. It's just like... he could have gone back, made $4 or $5 million. Now he gets $4 or $5 and gets cut in training camp.
I mean, yeah, if he would have waited long enough, he could have been the starting quarterback of Tennessee.
Punchable face, shoulder problems, limited mobility. Punchable face.
Yeah, the dead arm at the end of the season probably hurt him.
Yes. David, go ahead.
Next on my list, and I know I really don't like draft grades. We don't know what these players are going to end up being here. But there's a draft here that kind of reminds me of the very first draft for Brad Holmes, and that's the New England Patriots draft. Getting Will Campbell,
yep.
Travion Henderson, Kyle Williams, who will probably fight for a starting job there. And I know, I'm a nerd. I watch California football. Craig Woodson, I think, is a really good safety. He can play in the box. He can cover as well. It just seems to me like they are really starting well there in New England.
Will Campbell impressed the hell out of me just from the human being he is. Vrabel wants culture, guys. I mean, look, I'm good with it. I don't overreact to most stuff. It takes a lot for me to say a team did something pretty dumb. And some of these teams, I like what they did on paper, but I don't do draft grades. But no, it felt like a culture draft. And Henderson's going to add some juice to that backfield that is needed. I'm good with it. I mean...
yeah, the reason why I felt like a culture draft, they got their quarterback. So, you know what? We're going to try to get the best people. First, you invested in your quarterback. You took the offensive lineman, and now you got to get pieces around them. It wasn't a sexy draft for them, but it's a draft that's a foundational draft.
Two other teams that I believe did well, and it kind of makes you think, how did this guy fall to these teams? First team, Baltimore Ravens. They got Mike Green in the second round, and I know there was some question marks there for character, but falling to the Baltimore Ravens, it just seems like a perfect Baltimore selection.
It was. I mean, at that point, it was all the character stuff went out the window, and guess what you'll never hear again about his character? Ravens took him, and people are going to be like, well, if the Ravens took him, they must know what they're doing. Yeah, because, I mean, he was there. I'm okay with the Lions pick, but when he was sitting there, you're thinking, oh, Wow. You get him in the second round. Now you passed on him again with the Ravens taking him, David. We're gonna wait and see, because it's one of those picks that could just kind of blow up, because that's what the Ravens do.
I just view what the Eagles and Ravens do is every player they take turns into a Pro Bowler, and I hate them.
My next one. Yeah. What the Eagles did in the first round. I know everything matters, but the first round, when you got Jihad Campbell,
but again,
lost to them.
The reports come out that the guy's kneecaps are falling off and his shoulders are bad. It's just like N'Kobe Dean.
Right.
Cutscene. Guy's a Pro Bowler. Nothing matters.
N'Kobe Dean. Nolan Smith. You know what the Eagles can say? Hey, son, you're going to redshirt this year. Get healthy, and we'll see you. Now, Lions are kind of hoping that with rake straw, but the Eagles just seem to have a proven track record with it. Yeah, when he kept – because had the Lions taken him, I was like, man, I really like him. But the injury report, Eagles said, we don't care. Son, come here, defense, and trust me, you'll be an all-pro, or if you play this year, you'll be the defensive rookie of the year. It's in his contract.
Well – what happens during the draft, as we all know this, is a lot of overreactions to, oh, my team didn't do this, or they should have got this. And that's going on in Buffalo right now, because the GM went on the radio, local radio station. They're complaining that the receivers, they didn't go after enough receivers in this draft to support Allen. And their GM.
Brandon Bean.
Yeah. He went there and basically was like, well, our room this year is better than even last year's room. Are people just finding ways to just complain about stuff just because in the draft?
I don't know the context of this. I didn't hear the audio, so I don't want to go too crazy. But I don't know why any GM would get bent out of shape, honestly. Like,
really?
Who cares? Just do the interview and go back to your job. Like, what are we doing?
You mean like a GM saying, hey, did we get an edge rusher? Did we take him too low for you? Yeah, why would GMs do that?
Oh, boy.
David, because here's what happens. We all do it. You fall in love with a position, not necessarily a player, but you're like, okay, if you're in Buffalo, you're thinking, we got one of the best quarterbacks in the league. What if we went out there and actually got him somebody to put with Keon Coleman? Like, we actually went out and got a bona fide star receiver, and you're kind of piecemealing it out there. So I can understand where the people get upset.
My question to you, when it comes to quarterbacks that were drafted, who landed in the best spot? Jalen Milroe in Seattle or Will Howard in Pittsburgh?
Leave me out of this.
I would say Milroe in Seattle, because if Darnold works out or doesn't work out, I think he's temporary, and I think that he will get handed the ball. If Milroe goes out there and just does, you know what, he's pretty good, and we see a lot of upside, you may see what happened with them. Seattle's done it before with Russell Wilson back in the day. Took a guy later on and they had no problem handing him the keys, saying, I know we paid this high-priced quarterback, but you're on the bench. We're going with the rookie. Pittsburgh? David, I got to leave that to you.
How about Will Howard blows? Anyone just want to say that? At least Milroe's got his legs that can save him from any situation. Will Howard sucks.
He's got a championship ring, Mike.
That's what people kept saying on TV. I hate these analysts. Oh, he won a championship to go this late. That's a value. He's not good. He isn't.
He's okay, but
once he lost his job at Kansas State. Does anyone want to say that?
No. You know what? He was smart enough to realize, hey, let me throw to my NFL wide receivers and let them make plays. So, if anything, that's the only feather in his cap. He recognized after the Michigan game, hey, Coach Day, why don't we throw it to these guys out here with the low numbers and see what they can do? Maybe we win. Shocking.
And let's close it out with this, because we finally got it on day two. The spot that Will Johnson landed at, Arizona Cardinals at number 47 overall. Great value for the Arizona Cardinals.
It was. It's great value. Now he can go down there. He can. It's you're in a division where not a ton of receivers are there right now. I mean, you got what, Puka Nacua and Ayuk, but Ayuk's hurt. DK's gone, so he can flourish there. He can do well there, heal up. I think Arizona was a good spot for him.
Does he play this year?
That's a great question.
So, I mean, I mean, Rico can do the wide receiver breakdown, and he's not wrong, but does he have legs? Is he going to play? Like, this rumor that he's going to need a surgery, I don't even know if it matters this year.
Well, you know what? You're right. Now, if he does need the surgery, then maybe the Cardinals just –
Redshirt year.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We're going to go ahead. We're going to invest in you. But this not a first rounder, but you go ahead, heal up. We'll see you in another year.
Maybe it's Lieutenant Dan. And that In Football Today.
Good to have everybody. Pistons fever. I know the NFL draft is big, but people have been rifling through the till here with the Pistons, and there's a lot of conversation. Lions draft, look, I'll give you a couple minutes here, and if you want it, call in. But it's simple. They drafted big people. They solidified both fronts. I know that they didn't get the edge many of you clamored for. I just don't have anger anymore because ultimately it's not my job on the line. Brad Holmes is either going to be right and have the receipts and bring us a Super Bowl and it all worked, or they're going to get aced out again and people are going to start asking questions of why this guy refuses to make legitimate investment in edge rushers. That's really just the only two outcomes. I told you. Hell, I predicted Tyleek Williams was one of a couple names for me at 28. I like the pick. Yeah. It's not sexy. Taking Miles Frazier out of LSU. Taking Tate Ratledge out of Georgia. Guards, not sexy. You
inside
know what I like?
Big people.
Yeah. And I love it. And They're brand names. When you hack it at LSU and you hack it at Georgia, hey, if that's confirmation bias by me, fine. Oh. I like guys who have played on the big stage. Now, the only question would be, all right, Elite Raz, they essentially gave up 3 third-round picks to take Tesla, and you're like,
why?
Did I need to do that for a receiver? But let me just remind you of one thing before people start to slander.
Okay,
hold on. Work with me now. These are the same people who found Cooper Kupp, and they found Amon-Ra St. Brown, and I want to give them credit for something else. Found Josh Reynolds off the scrap heap, found Tim Patrick, who had basically been dead for 2 years. The point I'm making is you don't find a lot of 6'4", 220-pound receivers who run a 4'4", 340 with, what is it? What is it, Rico?
Elite Raz.
Bang. So look, okay. I don't know. I'm just saying overall, I'm not bent out of shape. And the kid you took from Boise, Al Hasamin or whatever the hell is the Egyptian kid, I'm a loser. I've watched him a number of times because Cash the Ticket loves Boise State football. The kid didn't even play high school football. He didn't even understand what football was. It was like the Mahomes commercial. Football? All this guy does is worked his way into being a high-level college football player at mid-level range. Rico, the kid plays with his hair on fire. I don't know if he makes the team. I don't know if he'll turn into the next, you know, superstar or a cut. But I love the kid. Like, the story's awesome, and his ability, the way he plays. What am I going to say? I like their draft. I don't love it, but I liked it.
Okay, you know what, Mike? And if it works out, great. To me, you took another developmental player who's just learning the game of football. Didn't we just do this last year?
That was a little later. What round did they take Al Hasamin?
Six.
I believe that was the sixth round.
You could draft Gerald Ford in the sixth round. He's dead, okay, and right, I wouldn't care.
No, that's why I'm like, okay, fine.
What if he's the next Mahogany?
And what if he's not? And what if he's the next Balcony? I don't know.
Okay. Do you really have an issue?
Sixth round, yes, sixth round.
Do you have an issue with the pick of Tesla, the kid from Arkansas?
I do. I mean, because, okay, the Elite Raz and all of that, something tells me he would have still been there. Later on in that round, you didn't have to move up 32 spots to get him. I don't think that there was this clamoring that we got to get Tesla. We got to get him. You could have just waited. You traded away more future picks, just like you traded away third round pick this year for Manu last year. You've done it again.
But here's what I like. That's Brad Holmes ass in the jackpot.
Okay.
Because if it doesn't work, here's our receipts. So, just like the Broderick Martin experiment, that's dead.
Right, but if you told me, okay, that he moved up to get a certain, like, you said you're not moving J-Mo, but you drafted a receiver. Like, did you just draft Tim Patrick's replacement?
Yes.
You had to give up extra picks to get Tim Patrick's replacement.
You don't remember what a certain somebody told you before the draft started. You just don't remember. I told you, this dude's roster building. Okay. He don't care about what you want. He don't care about what Kenny's mommy wants. He don't give an F. Right. He's roster building. So what did they do? Yes, D-tackle was a need, but let's be clear. They had people on the roster. They built the depth. Mm-hmm. Offensive line, did they need to draft two guards? Probably next year. What did they do? Year ahead of it. Roster building. You just nailed it. Right. Tim Patrick's replacement? Yeah, he's roster.
Right, no. I'm okay. Did you have to give up so much to get Tim Patrick? Not Amon-Ra.
He has to
Tim
be right.
Freaking Patrick.
I know.
The sixth option on the team.
He has to be right or he faces the wrath. I mean, that's, Rico, I get everything you're saying. It's just, this is Brad Holmes being the smartest guy in the room. He's going to get it right or it's going to look really stupid. I don't know.
And that's what I like about this whole thing, too, by the way, is he's either going to look great or he's going to look very, or he's going to look like that. That's you're right. Ass in the jackpot. That's exactly what I was going
to
say.
So just to me, overall, if you have thoughts on the Lions draft, go ahead. I want to get to our Pistons callers. There's not, I don't even think Rico was upset. It was more,
what?
Did we really need to do that in
for
the third
him,
round?
For this guy to replace this guy.
But here's where.
Not Laporta.
But here's where I think ultimately, if you're going to be upset, it's a personality thing. Like, I don't need the pithy remarks in his little jersey at the press conference. I don't need any of that.
Right.
Well, it's because Edge is your priority. It's not ours. Oh, okay.
And here's Fine. My thing. If you can't question something, then you're a part of a cult. Sorry. I didn't agree with everything.
It is so turning into
for,
that.
For the, oh, you got to let Brad, he knows more about football than... Then that's a cult thing. I can think for myself. That was one pick that I was just like, you probably could have got. I don't think the 32 other teams were like, man, I really hope Tesla lands to us.
I can't speak to it. Look, I just can't. I mean, it's like I don't know that answer. You have a right to believe it. I'm not going to go there because, man, when you get in the third round of the draft, I can't act like I know these teams' value boards. Maybe somebody was all bricked up to draft this kid and they needed to do it. Maybe they had a score that they thought he was a first-round pick. Rico, it's his draft
board. The other Texas receiver didn't even get drafted. I got to think that he would have been there.
Well, Isaiah Bond?
Yeah.
Well, the guy's up on a sexual assault charge.
As you said, Mike, doesn't matter in the NFL. If you can help me win, don't care.
Hey,
well, the case is kind of currently going, so I think teams are like, let's wait and see.
Yeah, also, too, is the teams have more information than we do. When your heads of security are former FBI, you know, CIA, detective, I'm leaving it to them. If the kid didn't get drafted, something's up.
To quote a man smarter than me, hey, the NFL will take killers.
Exactly. Rico, I'm making a point to you that it's saying something that he didn't get drafted. That's all. Hey, I hope I'm wrong. I don't want to see anybody. I don't know. And he wasn't very good this year. On the field. 248-539-9797. Okay, people. Trevor, next. 97.1. Trev, what's up?
Hey, what's up, fellas? So first and foremost, let me just get straight to it. With everything that y'all just broke down and explained, I think it's safe to say that we have a lot more questions than we have answers, especially on the defensive line, specifically. First of all, I like the Tylee Williams pick, right? But did you really have to draft defensive interior when you burned a third-round pick 2 years ago on Broderick Martin? Or what about the fifth-round pick that you burned to trade Za'Darius Smith just to cut him and want him to come back on a cheaper deal, which at this point, why the hell should he?
Oh, yeah, and Trevor, by the way, you gave up extra picks to get Martin, but go ahead.
Oh, thank you. So more draft capital that you're burning that you could have used to get a quality edge, like maybe a Trey Hendrickson or – you know, some of these other edges outside of, you know, Max Crosby or Myles Garrett that we never really had a chance of getting in the first place, but I digress. The two third-rounders or the three third-rounders that you burned for Tesla, did you really have to get him when you could have gotten a Josiah Stewart, a Landon Jackson, or somebody else that was just as quality as a, you know, James Pierce Jr. or Mike Green? And then for you to come out in your press conference and being all snarky and arrogant saying, oh, well, edge rush is more of your priority than it is ours. Okay. Like, you didn't see – or you didn't just see the Eagles just completely dismantled and had Mahomes running for his life in this past Super Bowl. Or let's go back to the Super Bowl where the damn Seahawks played the Broncos and had Peyton Manning on life support. Like, the more of the story, you need a good pass for us to win championships, period.
Okay, Trevor, I just want to say this because I don't think you're wrong, but I think you're either ignoring the reality or you don't understand it. Look, I agree with you, but Trevor, he's basically saying we have everything we need. You don't know. Okay, show me. Because if they go out there this year and they don't win a playoff game, guess what? Instead of being up there right. in their cute little matching jerseys, they'll be up there in clown wigs. Right. So I mean, Trevor, you just got to let it roll. I'm not mad at you at all, T. It's just, I don't know what else to say. I'm not going to yell about it anymore.
I've seen the 15-2. Now show me what else you can do.
That's the whole point. Yeah. Oh, it's not your problem. Fine. You've got all the answers. Then I expect to show me. Right. At least get to the NFC title game or God help us get to a Super Bowl. Because if you don't, you can play dress up a different way next year.
Because you can mock people all you want about, oh, the edge runner. That's you guys think. Okay.
Yeah, I also love how that's being viewed like somehow, oh, only casuals. No, actually, Earth believes the pass rush is the only way to stop anyone in this league.
I guess I missed the receipts press conference after they lost to the Commanders. I guess I missed that one this year. I was on vacation.
See, now you're being mean.
No, that's factual.
Oh,
and facts are mean.
Kenny. Tomorrow, live from the world headquarters, a lot of bathwater.
Steve.
Steve Eiserman, 2 p.m. tomorrow, and I'm hearing whispers we're carrying it live.
That truly is the Trump voice, though. Is him a lot of prospects? We have a lot of future.
Nygaard. People tell me he's another Gretzky.
I heard he's pretty good. That Gretzky was good, and he's good too.
No, tomorrow at 2. I'm hearing whispers. We're carrying it live.
Sandine Pelica. We're going to hear a lot about Sandine Pelica.
People compare him to Lidstrom. Yeah. They say it. They do.
Yeah, Mrazek. He's back.
But are you excited or are you dreading tomorrow at 2?
First of all, it's an eye roll because I think this maybe should have happened a little sooner than the middle of the first round. But I'm resigned to the possibility that we're going to learn nothing. We're going to see nothing. We're going to have nothing.
Okay.
A lot of nothing.
Okay. Oh, you're done. 248-539-9797. What did you like and dislike from the Lions draft? And Pistons fans, we continue to roll with you. Yes, you got screwed on the last call. You did about 15 things to lose the game in the fourth quarter. Are we all united? Hey, it was great with the gym class heroes this year. Are we ready to get a star this summer so we can move this forward? All that and more, 97.1. David, a quick check on Ticketex. We'll get back to the people. We're rolling two topics. Lions, draft, would you like, what didn't you like? And do you believe you're closer to a Super Bowl with the way you drafted and operated? Pistons fans, got your balls broken. But here's the deal. Multiple things can be true. I hear you loud and clear. Yeah, you got screwed on the last play. But when you're busy screwing yourself for the entire fourth quarter, we've given you the stats, what happened. The reality is this. No fan base has less of a gripe with officiating than you when you don't want the officials even present. If it were up to you, you'd allow knives at the game. So I just don't want to hear it.
Maybe not knives.
Up next, Brass Knuckle Tuesdays. So like, it just,
what? Brick killed a man.
Right. Did you kill a guy with a trident? You may want to lay low for a while. But that's, teams had an unbelievable year, and I just can't muster anger. You're not as good as the Knicks. You're just not. So that, it led us to, hey, this summer, are we all on the train together now? Because I don't want to hear any of this let Trajan Cook stuff. They got an opportunity. News came out today. Damian Lillard's dead. Achilles, his career might be over. Giannis may ask out. I don't fear the Pacers. The Celtics can't stay together due to luxury tax restrictions. Cleveland's not real. Philly's a bunch of losers. Bottom line, you have an opportunity to step forward. You have a lot of young players, and I don't want them all. I want to go get a star this summer, pair it with Cade, because you know what? If someone who people care about is taking that shot, mm-hmm. you get the call. You know who people don't care about? Tim Hardaway Jr.
Facts.
That's not an insult. He's a good basketball player, but just nobody a championship team wants to start. Yes, David.
I hope the Lions are ready for a step back this season. They'll be good, but a major regression is coming with all the turnover this offseason. To me, Brad did not meet the challenge of getting better.
I don't have a lot of ammunition to argue. I think the counterpoint will be a healthy defense and they feel they have a 53-man roster good enough to win a Super Bowl. They wanted to run it back one more year. Who's right and wrong? When the bullets start flying, we'll find out. I'm not smart enough to tell you.
Can't argue with the players picked or where he got them from. My biggest beef is the issue of throwing an extra third pick away like candy when he can't do it to help his team this season to win a Super Bowl.
Listen, now that one, you know I agree. If I was giving up multiple day two or day three draft picks, it was going to be to acquire a veteran who could come in here and kill people now.
Yeah.
That was always my beef, by the way. Look, and again, I have no issue with the Tyreek Williams selection. But with all these draft picks, Rico, like if I ask people right now, hey, you could have had Trey Hendrickson for pick 28 or you can have Tyreek Williams, what do you want? See, that's the problem.
Right.
They didn't weaponize their picks to win now. But what did we say? They're going to roster build. And I think there's something, they have like a weird air freshener at Rotunda Drive where it's the be good forever air freshener. They just, I don't know, maybe they're getting turned on by having a waiting list for season tickets.
You know, they're getting turned on, Mike, because they're winning, because fans like them, and they're winning for the first time ever.
Go out and don't win a playoff game this year and see how much fans love you. This town is going to turn, Rico.
I don't think this town will turn.
Okay.
They supported this team through horrible things.
Yeah,
they'll keep supporting them. Because you'll have people saying, well, just trust me, next year, Brad knows what he's doing. You don't believe me? Look at the hockey team.
A city without expectations isn't a city at all.
I'm just saying.
Okay. Why do the Red Wings keep getting mixed up in all this conversation?
Because they're the only bum-ass team in this town. That's why.
Six years, no playoffs.
I am sick. Next year. You know why, Kenny? Because they're the ass crack of the league. That's why. Every other team in this town is doing things. The Tigers look like a World Series team, made the playoffs. The Lions went 15-2, and the Pistons went from being homeless to being the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Cutscene. The Wings are still the ass crack of the league.
Yeah. And national media is now picking it up. There's a lot of people like the Friedman of the world that basically are saying if Steve Yzerman doesn't do anything this offseason, I mean, he probably should have been fired years ago.
Yeah, signed 23, 24, 25.
Any truth to the rumor on the back of the jersey, it'll be the initials WTNY? Wait till next year.
Oh. New team sponsor.
Right.
Oh, boy. I'll leave it alone. We'll just go to, let's go to Murray, 97.1. Murray, what's going on?
Fellas, Brunson is gimpy right now. That knee is not going, that ankle is not going to hold out. Real short, the Pistons would go to the second round.
Woo!
Have a good day.
All right, nuanced. Murray, if you don't want to have a conversation, I can't help you. But thank you for your opinion and holding to say 12 words.
Okay.
Look, do me the solid. I'm not laughing at nobody. Go win the game in New York. Get the game back here. You get down 3-1, you have one choice. You take it one game at a time. I would love to talk to you, but okay.
To see why you feel so confident. I mean, other than he's got a gimpy ankle, but he also has a day's rest. And you know what? He looked pretty good on that gimpy ankle.
Yeah, but I'll tell you, the way he went down, the only thing missing was that wheelchair for Paul Pierce. Now, come on now. I mean, gee whiz. The way he went down, I go, oh, this series is over.
And he did it to himself. He was trying to hook.
Yeah, I thought it was like Dame Lillard, like, oh, he's gone. Oh,
right.
He's back.
I mean, if he needed to use the bathroom, there are classier ways to do it. Let's go to
wear Mike. Pants.
Yeah, exactly. Go to Mike 97.1. Mike, what's up, buddy?
What's up, fellas?
How are you?
Pretty good. Listen, I'm gonna try to explain this the best I can and try to get you guys to help me out a little bit.
Okay.
In football, there's two sides of the ball, and there's two sides to each side of the ball. Now, since they started drafting, you know, we had Decker. He drafted the other tackle. We had two tackles. Then we got offensive, you know, guard on one side. You got one on the other side. You lose Jackson last year, you immediately pick up Zeller. You do that. Why isn't it the same on the defensive side of the ball? I just don't understand it. I mean, it's beyond me. You need balance. You need the opposite side. You do it for the offense. You give them all the tools they could ever wish for. My concern is with that third draft choice. You say you want an edge that can, you know, set the edge, big guy 6'7". And Jackson was sitting there for you in the third round. But what do? We give up two third-round picks to get a receiver.
Mm.
It's beyond me. I'm beyond pissed off. What the hell are we doing?
You know, Mike, Mike, it's almost like you were sitting in my house because I said the same thing. What? I'm with you.
I mean, I really don't understand it. I don't know if it's the arrogancy. I know better. But everybody and their mama knows that we needed an edge. Okay, the first pick, I didn't want it, but okay, it works out. The second pick, okay, that's a good one too. But the third pick, the last 2 years, is two steps forward and three steps back. With these middle round picks last year and this year, we blowing it. It was a weekend that the Pistons blew two games, had an opportunity, and the Lions could have got themselves in great position, not just for the future, but for next season. Can we say it's now time?
It is.
Brad, if you're listening, it's now, baby. I don't care about the money that's in the bank for the long-term 401k. We need to win this year.
But and I don't.
You're talking about a sixth round pick that we're supposed to get happy with as an edge?
No.
That's preposterous.
Listen, there's an arrogance going on. I mean, that's, Mike, it's what it is. I mean, what do you want me to say? I'm not trying to personally attack anybody. They're arrogant. Brad Holmes is arrogant. To a point, he's earned a right to be arrogant. But I think it's gone a little too far for a team that didn't win a playoff game last year. Now, you're coming off an NFC Championship game where you had a 17-point lead. You know what? Show up with a blazer and no shirt underneath. Do whatever you like. But this year, yeah, I don't need flexes on sixth-round edge rushers. But guess what? They believe they have in the room what it takes to win a Super Bowl. They're giving their building one more run. I can't be mad.
No.
I can disagree. But ultimately, we're going to find out in real time. That's the beauty of sports.
I mean, kind of like Mike said, like two picks later, Landon Jackson off the board. And then Josiah Stewart goes a few picks after that. But hey, we have a four-string wide receiver.
Okay, but has he earned the right to say, I don't like those players?
Yes.
Okay, then that's what I have to live with.
Okay.
No, I'm saying it's just I can't yell about it because in the end, if they falter, if they step back, if they don't do anything meaningful this year, it's his ass. And then we'll see what receipts. I mean, what do you want me to, I don't know what to do. I can't say it's Super Bowl or bust. Like, make the Super Bowl, make the NFC title game or bust.
No, you can because those are the words of Holmes.
Okay, F it, Super Bowl or bust.
He said Super Bowl or bust. Okay. I didn't, you didn't, he didn't.
Rico wins. A lot of expectations. All right. If you like Pete's. By the way, if you're wondering, Kenny Cott, that's the only way he speaks now in his Trump imitation. Kenny doesn't even talk to us as normal people anymore. Even pre-show, it's the only way he talks. Kenny, how's your day going? Pretty good.